This is Classical Digest. I'm Anastasia Tsoulkas.
And I'm Tom Heisinger.
This week, Dvorak's great-grandson, the violinist Josef Suk, died at age 81. Suk was a great musician himself. We're hearing him playing his great-granddad's violin concerto.
In other news, a regional opera company in northern England has made international headlines. Opera North nearly saw their newly commissioned opera shut down even before it premiered. The opera, called Beached, involves almost 300 schoolchildren.
Officials pulled those students out of the show, objecting to the main character's homosexuality and to some of the language.
The opera's librettist, Lee Hall, who also wrote the smash hit Billy Elliot, said on BBC TV that such actions are homophobic.
In the end of the day, it's a simple issue about discrimination. It's about silencing gay people and wanting to wipe them out of being in this play.
But now the opera's back on. Meanwhile, Hall is threatening legal action against the local government council.
Now to orchestras. Taking a page from rock and rollers and major league sports teams, the Minnesota Orchestra is hosting its first ever fantasy camp this fall for amateur musicians who dream of the big time.
Meanwhile, BBC Music Magazine has been asking online, what's the most boring piece of classical music? Join the conversation by searching Twitter with the hashtag #BoringClassical.
The Guardian's Tom Service says for him, it's Mussorgsky's Pictures at an Exhibition.
Lastly, Waltz King violinist André Rieu recently premiered a new piece written by Anthony Hopkins.
Sir Anthony Hopkins!
Yes, Hannibal Lecter. Hopkins' work is called And the Waltz Goes On.
And that's Classical Digest for Friday, July 8th.